Hello.
Hello.
Oh, fantastic. You know, can you hear me? Sounds like you're swimming through the ocean there.
Still?
Okay, it's a bit better. Where are you now?
On the
Are you?
sofa.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the sofa.
On the sofa. And where in the world are you today?
I am now in London.
In London. Very good. And Vicky, did you speak English today?
I did a little bit of English today.
You did?
Yes, I went to the swimming pool with my daughter.
Okay. And did you, so you spoke to the coach maybe?
First, I had to speak at the reception to that receptionist, I would say. Oh, obviously, I had to speak to my daughter. We speak English in public.
She prefers to speak English in public.
I think it's rude when other people don't understand what you are talking about.
That's
So
an interesting idea.
I'm trying to teach them that we shouldn't use Slovak language when we are in public places. Well, we can, but this is what I just believe because other people can think we are saying something we don't want them to hear. And
Okay.
that's not nice.
And
And then, yes?
have you come across any problematic words?
Let me think. I'm still having problems with the word temporary.
Temporary. And
Yes.
why is that? Because of the pronunciation,
Yes.
which you are doing flawlessly.
Am I okay?
All right. But the word I want to talk about is the word prosim.
But in Slovak language, this has this meaning, and in English, it can have more meanings or more translations. So,
Okay.
which prosim do you mean?
So in Slovak, usually when you ask for something, you use the word prosim, you know, to
Yes,
ask for something. And
it's like I beg you for something.
yes. And of course, in English, it's used the same way. To ask for something, you would say the word please to ask for something. So this
Yes,
is
but
used
it's
as
more
a.
like you are actually trying to get the attention with saying, please. Please, can I have this? But I would say in Slovak language, you are not begging for attention. You just say, prosim.
But the thing is, in English, when you want to try to attract somebody's attention, you're not going to use the word please. You're going to say,
Yes, exactly.
excuse me, or pardon me. Have you used these expressions while you were in the UK?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Have you ever had problems with this word in the past? Prosim.
Not what I would really remember that I would use it incorrectly, or maybe I wasn't taught, I don't know.
Okay. All right, so you, when you want to politely request or in when you ask a question, you can say please, but in a way when you want to ask when you want to attract somebody's attention or when you want to apologize or
For example, if you didn't understand a
would
question
say
or a
excuse
request
me
of somebody else, you can't say
or could you say that
please.
again? I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm
And
sorry.
Slovak speakers usually use
This
this
is what you mean,
incorrectly
yes?
because they translate it directly as please, prosim, because it has different meanings. Okay. So this is our first podcast on this platform. Yes. Called,
Yes.
what is it, Anchor FM. And can you hear me clearly on that side? Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Do you think we should do this again?
And you? I would be very happy. It would be
Okay, very
my
good.
Pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today. And until
Thank
the next
you.
Podcast, let's see how it goes. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for inviting me.
You too.
And have a lovely
Bye.
Day. Bye-bye.